The Phil Hendry Show at 1-800-449-8686. I'm Phil Hendry, number one in our time slot, specifically number one in afternoon drive here in the city of Los Angeles, where we originate, but across the country. But just to give you a specific example, we are number one, 4 to 7 Pacific, here in Los Angeles, number one rated talk show. And man, it's just beautiful. And it was easy. And boy, does it drive people ape when I say that. I mean, out of their freaking minds. Well, you know, you got to come with something, man. Come with the lumber. 1-800-449-8686. We're into part 12. We're going to kick the show off with part 12 of our 18-part series on women's health. Dr. Robert Greene is paying a return visit to the show this afternoon with his book, The Wonders of the Natural Miscarriage. And we welcome Dr. Greene on the program and want to talk to him about his book. And I know that there's almost a little bit of a political tie-in to some of this. Correct, Dr. Greene?
That is true, Phil. We are looking ahead to most probably a Republican president, and that means a possibility of a very conservative Supreme Court.
Now, there are several Supreme Court justices that are rumored to possibly retire in the next several years.
That is correct, and that's why I am alerting American women that with the retiring of some of these Supreme Court justices, we could get a heavily conservative Supreme Court, and that could very well spell the end to Roe versus Wade and the legality of achieving an abortion in this country. But there is good news, and I think that's what we deal with in our book, The Wonder of Natural Miscarriage.
Okay. This has a little bit of a political underpinning because of President Bush, because of the possibility of another President Bush.
Isn't it interesting how we just assume the guy's going to win? It's wild, isn't it?
Yeah, I don't know why we do that, but we do. But you're talking about women taking charge of their bodies in the face of a conservative court?
Yeah, really what we're saying to all women is this. If you think you're going to get an abortion during the George W. Bush administration, there's a possibility that you won't. The conservative court could turn it back. With a new conservative president comes new conservative nominees to the court.
And therefore, turning over Roe versus Wade, and abortion becomes illegal.
And abortion becomes illegal, exactly, Phil. In our book, The Wonder of the Natural Miscarriage, several years in the researching, Phil, what we would like to do is we want women to understand that she has reproductive rights, and she's really not going to get any help from the courts. So she needs to take control of her own fertility.
All right, I'm not sure I understand.
Let me explain it better. If abortion's illegal, a woman can create her own environment, if you will, for the wonders of the natural miscarriage.
Give me an example.
Well, an example, for instance, if you can't get a legal abortion, what we talk about in our book in chapter one, which is doing it together, and that is allowing your husband to be a part of this wonderful process. The miscarriage is something that women have known about for years. Women probably miscarry a lot more than they know, because with every menstrual cycle, there is the possibility that a fetus is being aborted in that process. But for instance, Phil, a tap to the stomach with an aluminum baseball bat can very lightly loosen the fetus, and it is naturally released out of the system. And
this is in the chapter Doing It Together?
Right.
Because you're talking about a husband?
Yeah, and I'm not talking about anything very forceful, but a tap. We prefer an aluminum baseball bat. We think it's solid. We think it resonates a little bit better.
And so you're using an aluminum baseball bat to tap the abdomen?
The abdomen around the uterus, right. There is very little chance of long-term damage to the woman. And a wonderful thing happens, Phil. A wonderfully natural thing occurs, and that is the wonderful releasing effects of the miscarriage, so that there is nothing drug-induced. Now, that is if you want to go that route. There are other ways, but there is nothing drug-induced, and there is nothing that is long-term. One thing that a lot of women have known, and it's a tough decision, and I would counsel any woman considering throwing herself downstairs should get counseling first.
Now, that is also recommended. You have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, methods of inducing what you call miscarriage.
Right. Now, Phil, this would never have been necessary were it not for the likelihood that we're going to have a conservative president and possibly a conservative Supreme Court. This would never, ever have been necessary. But I had to write this book because I know it's possible abortion will become illegal. We recommend that a few Hollywood stuntmen that can teach the stare method to women for a nominal fee. There are some seminars being given.
All right, so she throws herself downstairs.
Now, falling downstairs accidentally, this is a traumatic, but you will survive. And remember, the key here is that the fetus does not. And I think that is the most important thing. Put a lead pipe in your... Put a lead pipe in your underwear and run a marathon.
Okay, that's method three I see here.
Right. Now, what that does, Phil, that will get a heavy object to naturally traumatize the uterus into expelling the invasive organism.
A lead pipe or any heavy object?
Any heavy object. You can get a doorstop, a paperweight, but you put it down right into the shorts and go out and run 10 miles or 15 miles. And that will create enough trauma. For the working mother, get a job at a gas station that is full service. And that's very difficult because there's not that many full service left, Phil. I have a Mercedes, and I like full service. I just enjoy having a grease monkey come out and sort of do what I ask him to do. So what I would suggest here...
All right, now let me just go over the first three. You're talking about getting a gas station job. The first one is a tap to the stomach with an aluminum baseball bat can loosen the fetus.
Yeah, the invading organism, right.
Number two, fall downstairs accidentally. Number three, put a lead pipe in your underwear and run a marathon.
That's correct.
All right, now number four, for women who are pregnant, and this again is for not every woman wants an abortion or to induce, as you call, the wonder of the natural miscarriage. This is for women who are interested in
controlling their own fertility. That's correct, Phil.
All right, number four.
Yeah, number four. What we suggest is get a job at a full service gas station, because inhaling the gasoline fumes, even though they are unleaded, could produce the miscarriage that you so fervently desire. And number five, huffing isn't just for kids anymore. And that's our chapter 11. Huffing isn't just for kids because you can induce the wonder of a natural miscarriage by huffing glue, furniture polish, paint thinner, spot remover, hairspray. For instance, if you are staining a bassinet, the bassinet that you're not going to need, you can inhale some of the stain that induces a toxin that rejects the invading organism, and there is no oxygen as well. All of that works. Bottom line, Phil, and by the way, you can get a moderate feeling of euphoria. It's not a bad...
When you're huffing what? When you're huffing...
Just the stain or anything.
Okay.
Bottom line, though, Phil, women can start planning that miscarriage now and avoid the Supreme Court fascism that is going to put a damper, I think, on all of us out there and a lot of the things that we can do. My girlfriend, Phil, I've been going with a lady for the last 18 months. She used some of my furniture stain while she was reworking an old dining room table and huffed some. She passed out, miscarried within 2 hours, and now we're back to having white wine and long walks on the beach. So that's what we're trying...
Okay, all right, just hold the line. I want to give the phone number here, Dr. Grain.
All right.
You said that your girlfriend induced a miscarriage by huffing furniture stain.
That's while she was working on a piece of furniture of mine.
Gee, I wonder what piece of furniture that was.
That's a good one. No, I...
Yeah, it was a furniture. It was a table, right?
A table, yeah.
All right, 1-800-449-8686 is our number. Dr. Robert Green, who's written the book, The Wonders of the Natural Miscarriage, with a possible... conservative Supreme Court rolling back Roe versus Wade, abortion will not be legal. What's the next step, according to Dr. Green, is what you call the miscarriage.
Yeah, I don't like the word abortion, really, Phil. I like the word miscarriage. That means that no doctor is involved. That means it is something natural. It is something that God intended. And, see, you can't say that God intended it. The other thing it'll do, and there's a good possibility, it's going to circumvent a lot of those abortion assassins, those abortion doctor killers. These guys will be out of business if women are out there huffing paint or putting lead pipes in their shorts. So that's what I'm talking about.
Well, I understand what you're saying about the guys that are killing abortion doctors.
Well, you put them out of business because you put the abortion doctors out of business.
And, but a conservative court does that.
Well, that's true. A conservative court does do that. So there are the good. There's the good side to this court that Bush is likely to put in there.
And this is all predicated on the possibility that George Bush wins the election and doesn't lose it.
That is correct.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Dr. Robert Green, we're talking about this book that he's written that teaches women to induce a miscarriage if they can't legally get an abortion after Bush is elected president. And again, he's going everywhere from putting a lead pipe in your underwear while you run a marathon to huffing furniture stain to a tap to the stomach with an aluminum baseball bat to accidentally throwing yourself downstairs or getting a job, and this is a little difficult, at a full-service gas station and breathing the unleaded fumes. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Henry Show. One 800 449 8686. The Phil Henry Show. Dr. Robert Green, who's written a book called "The Wonders of Natural Miscarriage." Can I get something just clear for myself, Dr. Green? You're pro-life.
I'm sorry. Can you say that again?
You're at the convention, aren't you?
We are outside the Republican convention in Philadelphia. Yes.
And you're there to protest the Republican convention?
We think the election of the Republicans would be a bad thing. Yes, sir.
All right. Let me ask you a question. You are counseling women on how to induce miscarriage.
That is correct.
Are you pro-life?
Yes, I am pro-life.
You do not believe in abortion?
I do not believe in abortion, no. Abortion is done by a doctor in an artificial manner and setting, in an operating room or in some other manner such as that. Miscarriage is a natural elimination of the invasive organism. And
so your book tells women how to induce miscarriage by having their stomach hit with a baseball bat or falling downstairs.
We give women time-honored approaches to miscarriage, yes. And don't make it sound as if it's, you know, like it's a bad thing, because we're not talking about hitting her with a baseball bat, just a tap.
And that's the thing that she can share with her husband.
That's correct.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Cherry Hill on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Yes.
Yes, ma'am, you're on the air.
Yes. I was just thinking that what Dr. Green was saying is totally disgusting. I cannot believe that he
Well,
is.
I don't. I'm pro-life.
It doesn't sound like it.
Well, why doesn't it sound like it? What I'm doing is try the wonder of the natural miscarriage. Have you ever had a miscarriage? And I know that it's traumatic.
No, I have never.
All right.
Because I haven't fallen down steps and hit myself in the stomach. You know, I
haven't. All right. Okay. Good enough.
Huh?
Good enough. Fair enough.
First of all, any man that would ask me to do that, I have...
I didn't say a man asked you to do it. I'm saying that you are deciding to do this. Look, in the next 4 years, if Bush becomes president, kiss off ever having an abortion. You can kiss that goodbye.
You're really sure that this is going to be overturned by his court?
Yeah, he's replacing a lot of Supreme Court justices.
That's fearful tactics.
How old are you, ma'am?
I'm 55.
Well, you're not going to need an abortion anyway. I don't know what...
No, but there were times, I was...
You can buy my book if you want for relaxing reading, but you're not going to need it.
Well, I have daughters, and I certainly would think if one of them thought of it something like this, I would prefer that they didn't do it.
I have a daughter. I love her very much. I wouldn't have a problem with her huffing furniture stain.
Well, what if she dies in the process?
She's not going to die. She passes out two hours later. Little bleeding, it's over.
Uh-huh. Well, we had three kids die around us doing that this year.
You had three kids in your family doing that?
No, but in the area.
Where were they huffing?
Where were they huffing?
I hope it wasn't Bactine.
I don't know, but they all died.
Never mind giving them ideas on how it's done.
Well, yeah, they died, because they're kids.
Well, you know,
but the name of the chapter is Huffing Isn't Just for Kids Anymore.
Well, neither...
What
if someone breaks their neck falling down steps?
No, you don't break your neck falling down a step.
Oh.
You do it in a controlled manner.
Oh,
all right?
I see.
You check out the book, and I think it's going to be something that you're going to, well, you can't use, but at least your daughter can.
All right. Thank you, ma'am, for your call. 1-800-449-8686. I have, New Jersey? You're on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hi.
Yes.
I cannot believe that this man is serious.
What are these calls? What are these?
They're people who are upset.
No, but I wrote a book. What?
We are people who are absolutely irate.
What are you upset? Honestly, what are you upset about?
The idea that you are not like you can do something like this.
What am I doing? I wrote a book.
You wrote a book. People like you are setting the example that's putting the country in
the example.
Dregs.
You're going to have a president who's going to turn over the abortion law, so you'll get your way. There won't be any abortion.
You don't know what my position on abortion is.
You're pro-life, aren't you?
I am not even discussing my position, but you don't know. You have no idea what
my
position is.
Yeah, she's pro-life.
But okay, so she's pro-life, and so what? This book which should make you click your heels with joy.
No.
Because this teaches a woman how to stay away from those abortion doctors that ordinarily people like you would want to shoot in the back.
No.
And give them an option.
No.
And give them an option to abort their own fetus by hitting themselves in the stomach with an aluminum baseball bat.
No, this is absolutely disgusting.
To me, that is an absolute option.
You're referring to babies as invasive organisms?
What do you call them?
Babies?
Really? You call something that looks like shrimp cocktail a baby. That's interesting.
That's,
what is shrimp cocktail?
That's the fetus.
Oh, please.
Yeah. Well, I've seen more of them than you have. Thanks very much.
You know what?
Unless you flushed a few down a toilet that I don't know about.
No, and you know
what? I'm just kidding about that.
Yeah, thank you for just kidding about that.
I'm joking.
No, he's, you know what? People like
today
this.
On the radio, what did you hear? A weathercast, the news, what did you hear? Traffic?
No. Uh-huh. There was a court case that a judge now is allowing a woman who was pregnant to sue for the fetus, or the child is allowed to sue because it was considered a child before, you know.
Yeah, that's great. I'm sure you really understood that, too.
All right, thank you very much for your call. Here is upstate New York on the Phil Henry Show. Hello. New York, hello.
Yes, hi.
Yes, ma'am.
I just have to say this guy is a total joke. And
we've already sold well in excess of 10,000 copies of the book.
I know, so obviously you're only in it for the money. You have no goddamn business being
nice language
with women's
nice
lives.
Language. I'm a Christian, so I appreciate you not taking the Lord's name in vain.
You're a Christian.
Yes, I am.
Thanks from California. 1-800-449-8686. I'm sorry the lady was using.
Well, you said it yourself. It's a New York call. L.A.'s got the class New York used to have.
I wouldn't put it that way, but...
Well, you sort of did.
All right, I guess we do. Okay, look, there's some people who feel that a lot of what you're doing is just this side of being an abortion doctor, in that you're teaching women how to induce a miscarriage. Now, what's the difference between a miscarriage and an abortion?
First of all, I'm a Christian, Phil, and I am pro-life. I resent that woman taking the Lord's name in vain, and I resent her using the four-letter word that starts with F, ends with K, and also has a vowel in there that I know.
I heard the word.
Okay, then you know the one I'm talking about. The one that starts with F, ends with K, has a vowel. And
I know the word you're talking about.
She used that word.
Right.
I'm a Christian, and she used it twice. I'm a Christian. And let me tell you something. That really, really bothered me.
Can we get past the woman's language? We did dump it.
You dumped it?
We did. We dumped the woman's language. It's not on the air.
All right. I'm good now.
Okay.
I didn't like the GD stuff.
I understand that.
What I'm doing with my book, Phil, if I can move on, is to say to women, you will have an option. After George Bush's Supreme Court jackboots its way through the rights of women, eliminates abortion rights, and returns women to the days of the coat hanger, I'm saying you have an option. The option is the wonder of the natural miscarriage.
And the people are asking, how is it a natural miscarriage when you're putting a lead pipe in your shorts and running a marathon?
What?
You're putting a lead pipe?
What's that got to do with it? So you just happen to have a lead pipe in your pants that day. Talk to my girlfriend about that.
Okay, 1-800-449-8686.
Put our brains out.
1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry Show. With me is Dr. Robert Greene. And he is a has written a book called The Wonders of the Natural Miscarriage, the prediction being that if George W. Bush wins the White House, he puts the he puts a lot of conservative justices on the Supreme Court. They eliminate Roe versus Wade, and the next thing you know, abortion is illegal. Dr. Green's book is about how women can induce miscarriage.
And Phil, again, that is not abortion.
No, I know that it's not abortion, and you call yourself pro-life.
That is absolutely correct.
All right. You said that your own girlfriend huffed furniture stain. Your girlfriend, she was pregnant with your child?
I would imagine, yeah. You know, I don't get into her private life.
She's your girlfriend? Is she a fiancé?
No, she's a girlfriend. She came to me and said she was pregnant. I said to her, I know I'm not the only one that you sleep with. She said she tried to make it my problem, and I said, well, I'm not paying for an abortion because I am pro-life. But I handed her a bottle of furniture stain, and I said, there's a table that needs reworking, and I winked. And she knew what I was talking about. You can't call that abortion.
You handed her a bottle of furniture stain.
Yes.
And you said, by the way, there's a table that needs reworking. She had just talked to you about being pregnant.
I understand that, but I'm pro-life.
So what?
So I can't tell her to have an abortion.
Instead, you give her a bottle of furniture stain and tell her to go rework a furniture, a table.
No, not instead. It just so happened I needed to have that table stained.
You know, doctor, you're avoiding saying the things that...
I'm not avoiding anything, Mr. Henry. I've written a book, and...
Yeah, but you're avoiding coming right out and saying what I think you should. Amsterdam, New York, on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hi.
Yes, hi.
First of all, I'd like to say I don't believe in bombing abortion clinics or harming anyone who performs abortions. I am pro-life.
Me too.
I believe in abortion as far as tubular pregnancy, and I can understand a girl wanting an abortion if it's rape or incest. However,
I agree with all
what
of that.
As far as the book goes, that is abortion. You're teaching them to do self-abortions.
No.
They're not
wrong.
Natural miscarriages. A natural miscarriage happens on its own. It doesn't need to be induced. And they are inducing abortion.
What do you think of that, doctor?
I really believe it depends on perspective. Because
how is that?
This is what we call justification.
No, I
and
think
that... And that is justification. And, of course, you understanding what being a Christian is, you
yes,
will have to answer someday for what you're doing. And I am voting for Bush. I am voting for Bush.
Well, kiss away abortion rights then. Thank you very much for that. And my book will sell as a result of your
well,
vote for
that's
Bush.
That's fine. That's
okay?
fine. I
want to make the point that
I'm
if
sure
a woman...
Well, please, I listen to you now. Please listen to
well,
me.
I
I'm
think
not that rude.
You just
I wasn't
said
raised
your
to be rude.
I understand that, but...
So then listen to me, because I heard about your selling the book. I think that's wonderful.
Can I just make the one point, Mr. Henry, that if a woman happens to find a lead pipe in her shorts, does that mean she was?
Oh, it doesn't mean it was put there by someone else? That's not natural.
I'm saying it's perspective.
Excuse me.
It's perspective.
It is, no. And in God's eyes, that's not natural either. So
I would,
you being a Christian would understand
it's
that.
Very
so I don't have to elaborate anymore
on that
from a
holistic
you are a
school.
Christian.
I come from the holistic school.
Well,
how is it holistic
you know
to put a lead pipe in your underwear and run 15 miles?
Okay, laugh about it. Here's the lady that doesn't want to kill children, and she's laughing about it.
You need to learn what Christianity really is, and you need to learn to own up.
I'm a Christian, I believe in abortion. I do not believe in abortion.
You do believe in abortion.
What about
your
girlfriend huffing the furniture stain?
What about it?
You
that
knew.
Was a self-induced abortion.
I never said
that
anything
was not
to her.
A miscarriage.
I never said anything to her about doing anything other than to refinish.
You winked. Come
I
on,
winked
you're not
at
that
her.
Dumb.
Okay, you winked, and that means.
But you can't be that naive. Are you that naive?
I will tell you right now, I think the two of
Why
you are.
Why don't you just face it? Come right out and say what it really is. Don't be afraid. There's nothing
I am
to be afraid
saving,
of. Nobody's
all right, I'll tell you what it is.
You.
I am saving women from getting abortions, thus saving them from the fire of hell.
Oh,
but they
well,
can, that's
you know
right.
Something?
They'll go to hell if they get an abortion, and they
Let
won't go to hell.
Something.
And they won't go to hell by sticking a paperweight in their underwear. All right, ma'am, thank you very much for your call.
Yeah, that's right. You laughing about that, too?
Yeah, I am. Gee, God, I didn't know I had a doorstop in my shorts as a... Oh.
Ha, ha, ha. You know, guys like you tighten my jaws.
Well, sir, I'm not particularly enamored of your view of life. Suffolk on the Phil Henry Show. Hello. Suffolk, hello.
Oh, hi.
Yes, ma'am, hi.
Yeah, I have quite a few comments for this gentleman. You call yourself a Christian.
I am a Christian, yes.
Okay, I don't think that you believe in the same God that I believe in, because the God that I believe in pro-life. Excuse me.
Did your God hang on a cross, yes or no?
Yes, he did.
There you go. Same God.
Yeah, but my God also discusses premarital sex, which I believe that you are not utilizing that.
Who did he talk about that with? Who did he talk about that with? Mary Magdalene? Wait, I don't see anything in the... Well, okay, go ahead. I can never argue these points. Have you read the Bible, sir? Have I read the Bible?
Mm-hmm.
You know, I happen to be busy.
Well, there are little points in the Bible that you might need to be aware of before you write books as offending as the one that you have written.
The wonders of natural
miscarriage. I agree with Mr. Henry in the fact that you are still considered, I mean, even though you call it a non-abortion, you call it a natural thing. I agree with the fact that he says, ha-ha, there is, you know, oh, I didn't know that there was a paperweight in my short. You're upset.
You're trying to tell me that you don't consider... I'm not saying you wouldn't notice a lead pipe in your underwear if you were running a marathon. I'm not saying you wouldn't notice that. But I'm also saying you could ignore it. Am I right or wrong?
No, you're wrong.
Ma'am, if you're running down the street and you've got a big, thick lead pipe in your crotch, okay?
Uh-huh.
What are you asking her?
Let me finish, Mr. Henry. You're telling me you couldn't ignore that.
No, I could not ignore that. First of all, it would never be there, because if there was any life inside of me, it would stay inside of me unless God...
If the woman knew she was pregnant, she's not going to stick a lead pipe in her underwear.
Thank you.
Oh, you're speaking for your callers? Oh, that's interesting. Now you're answering
for them. Actually, no, he's not, because that is exactly what I was saying.
I thought
he
you're a liberated...
Obviously, you don't.
You're a liberated woman, but you
don't have any competency to be writing books like this, and much less to be called a doctor.
Well, I think don't knock it till you try it.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's very intelligent.
That we will all be judged, okay?
Yeah.
We'll all be judged by the same God. And
all I'm saying is go find something like an orange and put it in your underwear. And the first 500 callers who order my book get a free light.
Okay, I'm not going to let you. Thank you, ma'am.
Thank you.
I'm not allowing you to promote your book.
Get a free light, bud.
All right, that's it. I will not allow this obscene promotion of his book on my show. You know, I am a fairly equanimous man. I believe that I am egalitarian, if you will, in the way I conduct this program and the points of views that are on this show. But I'm not going to allow him to run a cheap promotion on my show. Dr. Green, do you understand that? Do you understand that, sir?
Yes, sir, I do understand that.
I won't allow it.
I understand. I have been vilified on your program. I think I had the opportunity, at least I hoped I had the opportunity, to promote my book.
I would rather you are mentioning your book. That's promotion enough. We're not doing something other than that.
Yes, sir.
1-800-449-8686. The Phil Henry Show here. And let's go to Virginia Beach. Wait, hold on for just a second. Virginia Beach, hi, you're on the Phil Henry Show.
Hi.
Yes, ma'am.
I wanted to respond to Dr. Green. First of all, I can't believe that this gentleman is a Christian.
Well, I am.
Well, I don't believe so.
I've written a book called The Natural...
Only one person has the right to take a life. And
I've written a book called The Wonder of Natural
Miscarriage.
It's published by Bingham Press.
Let me tell you something.
It's out in paperback.
We need more people like George Bush in our government, because our government has lost morals and values and everything else, and that's the root of all our
problems. If you buy my book, I'll get you a free can of paint.
You said you wouldn't do a promotion.
A free can of paint, if you buy my...
Pardon?
I apologize. I had to hang up on him, because he now wants to give away a free can of paint to sniff.
Well, this gentleman is either promoting to be a doctor of other...
Dr.
Avenues.
Green, would you have some decency?
A free paperweight, if you buy...
Okay, see, this is the kind of disgusting... self-promotion. Go ahead, ma'am. You can continue your comment, and then we'll...
This caught me on the way from work, and I'm thinking I got to get
a free baseball bat if you...
Because this gentleman, if there's 10,000 people out there that bought his book, God help them because...
Well, I can't imagine a woman purposefully
anybody,
throwing herself...
Taking a life, I don't care. Yes, I am against totally...
You'll learn how to throw yourself downstairs.
I am against it no matter what. No matter what kind of word you give it, sir, it is abortion.
You're not going to throw yourself downstairs, are you? You wouldn't throw yourself downstairs to...
No, I wouldn't. I wouldn't even think of it. And yes, if I was raped, I would still not have an abortion.
I'll get your job at a gas station.
There would be a reason behind it. If you're a true Christian, you would understand that.
Right.
And you would be able to handle it because God doesn't give us anything we can't handle, sir.
Yeah, you're absolutely
you're
right.
Trying to take things of nature in your own hands, and that's...
Free hopping lessons if you buy...
All right. It was him trying to jump in. He's giving out free huffing lessons
I'll
if you buy the
you
book,
what,
so I don't know.
Your conversation has only made me open my eyes to see that I need to get out there and help President, our soon-to-be President Bush, because we need more conservative people in our government, because maybe it'll take away some of the crime and the shootings that we're having in our schools and bring back the prayer, because that has been the root of what the evil that we're looking
I think you may, Dr. Green,
yes.
I think you have done a grave disservice in promoting this.
Can I just ask the lady one question? May I ask you one question, ma'am?
Yes.
Would you notice a lead pipe in your underwear?
Pardon?
Would you notice a lead pipe sitting in your underwear?
I wouldn't even think of it, sir.
There you go. That's what I'm saying. And yet, if that induced a miscarriage,
I wouldn't
and you
even
stood
think
before
of
God,
I've
God
had
would
a
say, you had
I've
a lead
had a
pipe in your underwear, you'd say, I didn't know that it was there.
Pardon?
You'd say, I didn't know the lead pipe was there. You
First
said you wouldn't
all,
even think about
you
it.
You know what? People
God,
wouldn't
you say,
have
you
to
sure?
do
yeah.
these things or listen to what you're saying if, first of all,
the lead
abstain.
Lead pipe I noticed was a guy by the name of Pipe
okay,
Laying
sir.
Dan. Hell of a man. What's that?
All you have to do is abstain. That's very simple. You don't have to do all these crazy things that you're writing in your book to try to make a few bucks.
Ma'am, I'll
if
get you a free
a doctor,
can of hairspray
you
if you'll try
to save life and not kill it.
Thank you. 1-800-449-8686, The Phil Henry Show.
Previously on the Phil Henry Show.
I think that any Republican would want you expelled from the Republican Party.
Mr. Henry,
and I would
if you
not
give this
consider,
man a tape
and by the way,
broadcast.
Sir, let me
if
speak,
give
sir.
This man a tape
I listen to you, sir. I listen
let,
to you, sir.
Let this gentleman
not,
speak.
I would not wish
you
the Democratic Party or any other party to accept you in, because I'll tell you what, the Democrats would not want you in their party either, sir.
Mr. Henry,
nor
if you
would
give
any
this man a tape of the broadcast,
possibly,
then
possibly the Communist
action.
Party, sir.
The Communist Party, huh? I worked on behalf of this country, and you call me a communist?
Well, sir, you are sitting there trying to divide what we're trying to repair,
sir,
and I don't understand
years.
That.
For 4 years, I gave up my family, I lost my wife and kids, I haven't had sex with a woman.
Well, didn't you date that woman for 6 months? What'd you guys do? Just pass the plates back and forth?
Well,
and
I'm
what
sorry.
Can't do that?
I was trying. I don't know what I did wrong.
You showed up.
Sir, you had one experience with a black woman, one experience with a gay banker, and all of a sudden, because for some reason, whether it was your credit or anything else, you didn't get it, you're blaming all of the gays, all of the blacks. I mean, you know,
well,
Larry,
my credit. Come on, that's a bunch of baloney, my credit.
You know, again, I applaud the work you did to get Clinton out.
My
I do applaud
fantastic.
That. But the other comments, you have driven...
Let me ask you a
was,
question.
Somebody,
you're,
yes,
dating a
right
young you're dating a young African-American female, age 25. You have certain interests. They happen to be Civil War reenactments. You show up at her house, where her family is, wearing the uniform of... Okay, I'm wearing the uniform of Robert E. Lee. Is that any reason to get upset?
I don't find
you know
I don't think that's a
big
listen,
deal.
I really don't think that's a big deal.
There you go. That's what I'm saying.
But hold it. That's not the issue here. What is the issue? Forget the uniform. And you know what, sir? Forget the young lady and forget the black banker for a second.
The
but
gay
you
banker.
Take all the people. You take one example. And all of a sudden, I'm Armenian, and if I did something to you, stepped on your toe, are you going to say that all Armenians are bad?
Well, I guess
and
not.
That's sir, that's exactly what you've done. And I just find it appalling that you've given up all this, you've lost your money, you've lost your family, and by these comments, if somebody was on the fence, and as the president of Kern County Republicans, I mean, you sit there in a very high position, a position of esteem, and you sit there. I'd like to know how many people in the Kern County Republicans share your views, and I bet you the number is zero. And if there is, if it's zero, it may not. There may be one or two like you, sir.
Well, let me ask you guys a question, then I won't bother you.
I
got a Confederate flag hanging in my living room. I guess
okay,
I blew
so
it
what?
With that, huh? Well, I brought her home.
Well, so what? That's fine.
You've got every right to
have anything you want.
And you have a young black lady coming into your living room with a Confederate flag hanging there?
Yeah, why wouldn't she go to bed with me?
Bill Hendricks. Flashback.
Yeah, I can't figure that out. That's a question. We asked that yesterday, and our lines are open for answers to that. You have a Confederate flag hanging in your living room, and you bring your black girlfriend home. Why wouldn't she go to bed with you? What's the problem? What seems to be the problem? I had a black girlfriend once, and the reason why I make an issue out of that is because I'm a white guy, and only white guys would make a big issue out of having had a black girlfriend at one time. Black guy isn't going to say, I had a black girlfriend once, huh? But I'm black, so I guess that's not a big thing. And what happened? She was ready to rip my head off about some crack I made on the air. Forget what it was, but you know what she said to me one time? This was a few years ago, and this is, I know my wife Maria is listening, and she's right now sharpening a steak knife. It's okay, honey, I married you. So, something about, no, I'm not going to go to that Rose Parade with you. Why do I want to sit with a bunch of crackers watching floats going down the street? That was what she said to me. And I said, you know, that hurts. That really hurts. That hurts me that you called me a cracker. And the fact that, you know, like that guy, I like to come home parading around in a Civil War Confederate Army soldier uniform. Why did she break up with me? I don't get it. All right, 10 things that you probably didn't know about Winona Ryder. And this was what we promised you yesterday. This is part 5 in our 26-part series, Stuff That's Interesting About Winona Ryder. Number one, in the 7th grade, Winona was beaten up so bad. This is actually from the National Enquirer. And I don't really read the Enquirer, but this is kind of interesting stuff. In the 7th grade, Winona was beaten up so badly she needed stitches. One day, young Winona wore an old boy's suit purchased from a Salvation Army shop to school. Bullies pounced, kicked her, and slammed her head into a locker. That's why she took that role in Dracula. Because her head... Today, Winona's still a big fan of old threads. She collects vintage clothing. She owns several celebrity dresses, including ones worn by Claudette Colbert and Ava Gardner and J. Edgar Hoover. And the other thing about her... By the way, she pulled a bikini worn by Sandra Dee off of Sandra Dee's rotting dead corpse. So that's kind of an interesting thing about her. Also, all the clothes she wore in the horror comedy movie Beetlejuice belonged to her great-grandmother. Another case of grave robbing. So you see... Anyway, and then finally, it says here that Winona was a brunette. She's actually a natural blonde. She started dyeing her hair purple at the age of 11. Now she keeps it brown unless a role calls for a different color. But the current guy she's with is white, but she likes to keep it brown. Also, she went black here after 1987's Lucas. And another thing, a guy told me the other day...